Good morning. Are you standing in the power of Christ this morning? Praise the Lord. Just a few verses here this morning. I want to pray. Thinking on baptism this morning. What do we think of when we think of baptism? I was just challenged by these two verses. Matthew 20, verse 22 and 3. Right in the middle of the disciples arguing a little bit who's to be the greatest. This is what Jesus said. Ye know not what ye ask. Are ye able to drink of the cup that I drink of, that I shall drink of, and to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with? They say unto him, we are able. And he saith unto them, ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I'm baptized with. Do we know what what do we think of when we think of baptism? Amen. There's going to be a new creation. But my point is this morning, the baptism is a baptism of death. That's what I want to focus on a little bit this morning. It's a baptism of death. We're not just doing this because this is some great thing to do or something that I felt like doing. But we're committing ourselves. We are bringing ourselves. We are identifying ourselves with Jesus. We're going to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Holy Spirit. Part of that name is just being part of Christ, and what Christ suffered, we'll never have to go to the cross as he did to die for the sins of the whole world. But without the baptism of death, there will never be life. Father, we just thank you this morning that you have orchestrated this day, Lord, for your glory and honor. You have called us here this morning into your presence, Father, to be ministered to by your Spirit. Father, we just thank you this morning. I pray this morning, Lord, as we partake of this service this morning and think of baptism, we recognize that you alone have died and rose again for the sins and the hope of the whole world, Father. And we recognize also this morning, as we enter into baptism, that we are also committing ourselves to a baptism of death to our own life, Father, and a new life in Jesus Christ, a new resurrection, a new creation, Father, this morning, that will never sin. Father, we know that you've said, if we walk with you, we will never fall. So we just thank you this morning for the word of God. We commit this service, each one here this morning, especially those who are committed to baptism. We just pray, Father, may you minister your life, your truth to them in the name of Jesus. Amen. So as we think of baptism, you know, I had to think right away of why did Jesus get baptized? And where John came from, and all of a sudden we have John here baptizing by the River of Jordan, and what did this all mean, and why did John come baptizing? I mean, that was something new. In the Old Testament, it was everything about circumcision. If you wanted to be of Israel, you had to be circumcised. And still, John didn't say anything about circumcision. He just said, repent. Repent, for the kingdom of God is come. And so John comes baptizing, And what was the baptism of John? What did that mean when some of the disciples were always baptized at the baptism of John? And I don't know exactly if I have that, but here Jesus was. He comes to the River Jordan in need of a baptism. And we know that it wasn't because of his sin. So is baptism actually a salvation issue? Well, some could say maybe not, but I think it is. Jesus came here not to be baptized for the repentance of his sins, but simply as an illustration. This is that he confirming John's ministry. And so Jesus comes to the water there. We're going to read that few verses here in Matthew 3. Matthew 3, in the last three verses, four verses here, 13. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me? And Jesus answering said unto him, Suffer it to be so, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. And then he suffered him. And Jesus, when he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Spirit of God. John saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. So we see Jesus, his baptism brought the approval of the Father. I just love that. And I just want to affirm this morning, as you are baptized this morning, that same voice from heaven is affirming he's well pleased. He's well pleased in your decision to be baptized. I believe that is part of the plan to fulfill all righteousness. And I know Jesus didn't have a need here of a repentance or a washing of his sins. And yet, I believe that was part of just his representing everything that God wants from us. But look at the verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness, be tempted of the devil. And I just want to encourage us this morning that baptism will very likely bring temptation with it. The devil hates this morning. He has a very much of a problem with what's going on here this morning, because when you baptize, you allow yourselves to be baptized, you are signifying a complete unity now with Jesus Christ, and you're unified now. You are now identifying yourself with him. And when we die, the devil's in trouble. I think that's when the battle begins. When you commit yourself to this baptism of death, I believe that the enemy has a problem with that. And so as we think of that this morning, Jesus came to give us an example of what we are to be and where we are to walk. And the temptation of baptism, even after, you know, we hear these testimonies, that is when the battle starts. You know, I got born again and baptized, but the battle is real. We're there, and Jesus won that battle for us there in the desert, there in the wilderness. And so we want to believe this morning, just because we're tempted, just because we are now tempted and tested, it's God allowing that to happen in our lives to see whether or not that was real, or if you have now. And I want to look at Romans 6 here just a little bit too. Just read here Romans 6, verses 1 to 7. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. Or, like, of course not. Like, why would you continue in sin so God's grace would abound? How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? In other words, you can't make a dead man sin. You can't irritate a dead man. You can't hurt his feelings. You can't offend him. Like, don't you know that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death? Like, this is a question Paul is asking us as if we should already know it. Like, this isn't some new thing. The baptism is a signifying that we are being baptized into Jesus Christ, into his death. But that's not where it stops. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. We wouldn't think of burying someone unless he's dead, right? So this morning, this is a spiritual battle. And yet, I believe in our flesh, in our bodies, this needs to be lived out, walked out. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in a newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also in the likeness of his be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. The purpose of death, the purpose of the cross, the crucifixion, has always been, will always be death. And I think the rest of our lives, that cross must be there to signify that, no, we're dead. we're dead with Christ. We are dead in his death we died, but we also need to recognize that in his likeness we rose again as well. And through that we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. That sounds like a fun place to be. And yet, it takes death to be there. None of us wants to be gripped by the power of sin. And yet, to have the freedom of sin in our lives, freedom from sin in our lives, there has to be a death. So if you want to be free from sin, you must die. According to Paul here. And I think we all know this. This is not nothing new. We realize that there's victory only in the cross is the only place where the victory lies. I want to close with a few verses, a few promises. Maybe a little more encouraging. I don't know. This is encouraging as well, but yet, do we know that what the death of cross actually brings with it? The death of Jesus Christ at Calvary brought the whole complete package that we will ever need from here into eternity and throughout all eternity. Colossians 3, I'm going to look at a couple verses. Colossians 2, verse 10, 11, and 12. And it says here, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with a circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. But just read that whole chapter. But what a blessing this morning. We're complete in Jesus Christ. We are complete in him. And he's the head of all principality and power. So we don't have anyone to fear. No principality or power has any authority other than what Christ allows that. Complete in him. Fully furnished. We are fully furnished in Christ this morning. That word complete means we are fully furnished. We are full from the top to the bottom. We have everything that it takes. But it's our choice to enforce that out through our body. The Spirit of God living inside of you and I this morning has equipped you with everything you ever need to enforce this through the body of flesh that I'm walking in. It has to be taken. Colossians 3, 1 to 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of the Father. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead. Just see this all throughout the scripture, and in 15 minutes, I'll never be able to exhaust this subject of death. And yet, we see again, ye are dead. It's your life is hid with Christ in God through that death. We're identified with him in death, but we're also identified with him in his resurrection. And that's the encouragement I want to leave us this morning. And again, one more thought on we're going to be baptizing. Jesus gave this instruction, this commandment in Matthew 28. Go ye therefore teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I've commanded you. Baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. And you just think about that word name. We're baptizing in the name of the Father. This isn't just because we can proclaim that, you know, Jesus is Lord, but it's actually identifying with the name of God or the name of Jesus, the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The name is used here as an authority or a character. Like, we're actually identifying ourselves now with the authority and the character of Christ. Definition is, the name is used for everything which the name covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in the mind. Let me read that again. The name is used for everything which covers, everything the thought or feeling of which is aroused in your mind. Name Jesus, hearing the name Jesus, remembering the name Jesus. The name for one's rank, authority, interest, pleasure, command, excellence, deeds, etc. The name of Jesus, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. That is the name that is going to be, you're going to be baptized in the authority of Christ, and yet you're identified with that. So if the Spirit leads you into the wilderness, it's only to overcome. That's all. It's never to bring death to your new life, but it's to overcome and to proclaim Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you.